All to play for there as well.
Yeah, there is.
It's Boyle moves in.
And he's got a bit of it. Oh, but he's got a lot of it. He's got a lot of it. Mm. He finishes with a four, and Tom Bruce gets his 50 as well. Oh, well deserved.
It's in the stars. The skipper finishes 51, not out. Clarkson 111, not out. And the Stags are home, four trophy champions of the 2022-23 season.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Right, what you just heard there was the winning moment from yesterday's Ford Trophy final at McLean Park, where Captain Tom Bruce fittingly hit the winning runs while picking up his 17th list a half century. The other end, Josh Clarkson, as I said, led the way with bat and ball, taking three wickets and notching up 111 not out for his third list a century. The Stags were chasing a total of 212 set by Canterbury, and whilst the Black Caps one day international was rained out, all eyes were on McLean Park and Napier, I hope, for those looking for a cracking game of cricket. And they wouldn't have been disappointed. It was full of a lot of class. And joining me now with the CD Stags opening batsman, Jack Boyle. Jack, good morning to you.
Morning, Smithy.
How's your head?
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. Yeah, there's certainly some celebrations last night, but I suppose we've still got a job next week to do to stay in the Plunkett Shield, and we've got a good chance of winning that. So, we'll turn around quickly and we'll get into it.
Right, OK, let's talk about yesterday in particular. Not a high-scoring game by any stretch of the imagination, Jack, by today's standards. Conditions a bit difficult?
It was a bit. I guess I probably wasn't out there long enough to get the full picture of the wicket, but it certainly seemed as though there was a wee bit in it for the bowlers. There was definitely, a bit of lateral movement for the seamers, potentially just a touch slow. And then when the spinners came on, our spinners definitely got a bit to hold and a wee bit to turn as well. So that made it difficult for the batsmen at times yesterday. But there was certainly enough in it.
So 212, you restricted Canterbury too. They won in the toss and batted first. What was your feeling during the break about chasing that down?
I think personally, I felt pretty confident that we could get the job done, and I suppose. Looking at the innings and how it went, the plan was to try and make the most of the new ball, because it seemed as though when the ball got softer, it seemed harder to bat with the wicket there, the way it was playing, and that probably didn't really happen. I suppose they were pretty clinical up the top with the ball, Canterbury, and they didn't give us a lot to hit. So and obviously we were 4 for 40 realistically, so it was probably a bit of a tough start with the bat, but certainly felt as though if we could, I suppose with the batting depth we have in the Stags, if we stayed in the game for as long as we could, then felt confident that we could chase that.
Yeah, you're 49 for 4, in fact, which gave you a hell of a lot of work to do. Only 16 overs gone at that point, and then together came Josh Clarkson and Tom Bruce in some form of partnership there.
Yeah, it was pretty special to watch, really. I suppose, it was probably a bit quiet at 49 for 4 in the changing shed, and then just slowly as Clarkie and Brucey got into the work, it was pretty confidence building in the sheds. I suppose the way Brucey played, he was very measured and just took the run rate over and probably just got singles for Clarkie, who was seriously destructive from one end. So it was good to watch.
Tell us a wee bit about Josh Clarkson, because not many people, because he hasn't made international cricket at this point, will have seen him play. What type of cricketer is he?
He's brutal, and I suppose having 6 years of playing against him, it's probably almost Clarkie's one of those guys who when he comes to the crease, you know, you're definitely, as an opposition, you feel a bit fearful about what he could do. And yesterday was probably one of those days where, as an opposition, you really hope that he doesn't come out and do that. And then that's exactly what he did. And he was absolutely brutal yesterday. He hit the ball probably harder than anyone in New Zealand, from what I've seen at the moment. And, you know, he can just take a game away from any team, from any position, really.
Well, he certainly did that yesterday. How special the win for the Stags? It's been a little while since you've particularly won this trophy, but how special on the basis that, what the team had been through? I mean, there's stories of the team digging in as a unit to help people out, you know, Blair Tickner's parents, etc., around the region when on your off days and things like that. How special to actually win it in Hawke's Bay then?
Yeah, I think it's incredibly special. I suppose I can somewhat speak from my own experience of been first season with the Stags, and I guess I felt the warmth and love of, like, the first and foremost the players and the group, and then also just the community and everyone's really made me feel really at home here, and so. From my personal experience, it's seriously special. And then from the team perspective as well, it's, you know, I suppose we've all witnessed the devastation that's happened in Hawke's Bay, and I suppose what, you know, first degree, what you know, family members and that have been through, and what people have been through in the team. So I think it's you know, it feels pretty good, I suppose, to put a performance yesterday that hopefully the Hawke's Bay and the community can be pretty happy about.
There's a lot of players in the same bracket in the Stags who have either not quite made international cricket for one reason or another, or who have played a little bit without sort of being established. So I look at the likes of Ajaz Patel, Blair Tickner, who's getting a decent run now, Will Young, in and out, like the proverbial Dougie Bracewell, recalled just recently. What kind of environment is the Stags?
I think from what I've experienced, it seems like a get on and get the job done, look after your mates, you know, just, I suppose, play hard and play fair kind of environment. And I suppose I can look at that from someone who played a few years against the Stags and was probably always a wee bit intimidated of how they played, just because they were, you know, they really seemed as though they're quite a staunch bunch as players, and they'd play really hard cricket, and now being in the environment, that's exactly what I feel as well, and so I suppose, yeah, that probably that you know, that staunch kind of just get on with the job and play hard cricket is how I see it, I guess.
What did the players think of the fact that a grand final of this occasion was played at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday up against a one day international? What was the feeling there? Was there some disappointment there, Jack?
Yeah, I think there was a obviously, like, the scheduling of it all with the way the season's gone, like, you know, it probably wasn't ideal, and I think they tried to get a day night fixture, but it was what it was, and I suppose the reality is that domestic cricket's not always going to get the limelight in that, so you know, that didn't concern us massively. And it was still a great day yesterday, and you know, great to get a few of the Hawke's Bay kind of few locals out and about watching the game, which is great.
So I really, and you're typical. You've been around first class cricket for quite some time. So played for a couple of provinces now. I look at cricket in this country now, and it's changed markedly with the times, of course. International cricket dominates the whole sort of scene, and you've got T20 cricket, etc. I just wonder, you know, what is the motivation? You know, when you talk to your teammates, etc., what is the motivation these days to play first-class cricket? I mean, financially, I would imagine you can get by for a summer, but I'm not sure it's a 12-month type income. What motivates the likes of yourself and your teammates, Jack, to continue to play first-class cricket?
I suppose it's probably a bit cliche, but it's the love of the game, a wee bit. And then it's also it's buying into I guess what the team has to offer and kind of what they're you know getting up or motivating you to play for, and yesterday's like a prime example of that. Yet again, a bit cliche, but you play for those kind of days and those moments, and that where you see the likes of, you know, Joshy having an absolute day out and more or less making match winning performances and those sorts of things, and then the higher honours that can potentially come for that as well, you know, playing for the Black Caps and any other opportunities that might come for it. So I guess that's how I look at it, and I suppose that's how, you know, a few of the teammates certainly, that's how they see it as well.
All right, that's cool that it's still there. You played against your younger brother Matt yesterday, and he got a bit of tap from Clarkson at one point in particular. Do you feel any sympathy at all for him?
Yeah, it was really bizarre. I think I said at lunchtime once they'd batted to Clarkie, when he got out with the bat, I said I was like, oh, you know, but he celebrated the wicket first and foremost, and then I just had this weird feeling that I haven't really felt when anyone's got out, you know, any of the opposition has got out, where I felt really like gutted for him. And I suppose seeing him go about his business this year in the domestic circuit, I've probably felt as much kind of hurt as what he would, you know, feel when he's getting out, or which is pretty new experience. And I think it's probably just because we're great mates and we've we had a pretty big part to play in each other's careers growing up and each other's developments and that. So it was a bit bizarre actually, and I mean, hopefully we'll play loads against each other in the coming years, and that kind of feeling will subside so that we can just get on with the job at hand. You know, we can try and battle against each other. But yeah, it was certainly a bit of a weird feeling yesterday when he got out. But to be fair, it's great to have bragging rights over him now.
any other boils at the ground? Did they make the trip?
Oh, unfortunately not. It was the flights were all booked out on Monday and Tuesday. So mum and dad, they got up at 1 a.m. to try and call in New Zealand and get that got to go promotion, but they unfortunately couldn't get there. So it was a bit of a shame, but they certainly tuned in for the live stream and probably, you know, got the dulcet tones of Angus Shaw on the commentary, and they were happy as anything with that.
My God, I didn't realise it was that bad. I would have thought, I won't say that, what I was about to say, I won't say that. I'll move on to what's coming up next now. Of course, the second leg of possibly a double header, which of course is the Plunkett Shield. And that is on the radar now in Nelson, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We've got a game against Auckland on Saturday, 4 days, so that'd be great.
Well, all the best for that. We look forward to that, and good that you're able to get up in time to have a chat to us just after 9 o'clock, because I know Your social life's very busy, Jack. So thank you for that. Congratulations on lifting the trophy yesterday. I saw some dressing room shots on social media, which tended to suggest you guys having a pretty good time. Celebrate well, mate, and extremely well done. Congratulations to you and all the Stags.
Appreciate it, Smithy.